Hello.
Hey there.
How
What's
are
up?
we?
We is good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Good. How are your cookies?
They were good. Much needed.
What kind?
Tagalongs.
Oh, you stocked up on the Girl Scout cookies?
Oh, I saw these are like probably a year old.
Oh.
They've been in the freezer in the fridge the whole time, so I just took them out. So they should be fine.
Do you know what my favorite Girl Scout cookies are?
The shortbreads.
Yes, good job.
They're the best.
They're so good. They're like sweet somehow.
But they're like not too sweet.
With a glass of milk. Oh, honey.
They're all buttery and like crumbly, but also like dissolve in your mouth.
You're turning me on.
Oh,
Oh, ooh. So, how's it going?
it's going good, you
Yeah,
know?
works good.
Yeah, works good, and
I heard.
I guess I'm like
I, wait. I heard a rumor.
what's the
So,
rumor?
the rumor is this training video you filmed for your employer leaked online?
You're not wrong.
Uh-huh.
Basically, so I'm like sitting, just chilling, eating
Minding
some
your own
dinner,
business. Minding your own
minding my own
business.
P's and Q's, and I get a Snapchat notification from one of my friends back in Michigan, and it's like, oh my God, Stacy, why are you on my TikTok for you page? I was like, the fuck? And so then they were like,
God.
yeah, and they sent me the TikTok in question, a link to it,
Yes, which we'll
and
post on our
someone
Patreon later.
we can't post that one because it says where I work, but basically, yeah, someone we record our videos for training and whatnot and post them a couple weeks out, and someone like leaked one of the videos, but instead of like leaking an image or like of our workbooks that come with all the products, they
Nope.
decided to
The entire like
leak
video.
the
Wait,
training.
was there any product, if you will, that like wasn't in the video, or was that all of them that you did?
That was all the new stuff coming
Shut the
in.
fuck
I
up. So who was this bitch that posted it? How did they get it?
know. Well, so it's posted on our internal like
So
university.
you've seen it already? And you
Yeah.
didn't like send me like a little clip you could record or something?
Oh, I didn't even think of that, to be
I
quite honest.
requested that you did, remember? I was like your biggest fan, gassing you up. I was like, send it to me when you get it. Like, okay, move on. I'm glad that bitch leaked. I'm glad Ariana leaked it. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say.
Listen, all I know is that it came out on Friday. It was a chaotic day, chaotic weekend, and it's been a
Okay.
chaotic
Right,
week. So
right.
I will send it to you
Please
tomorrow.
do like I
I
really want to
will.
see
I
it.
will.
Well, I kind of
Okay, so
already
she
saw
leaked it.
it. So Ariana Grande leaked it.
So one of the comments is the funniest part because, of course, I'm like looking through the comments and like all of them are talking about the products and stuff. And then I get to one of them and they're like, "Oh, she cute." And then I was like, "Wait, so there's more?" So I kept scrolling, and one of them was like, "Oh, she must run her restaurant. Like she is like the Navy or something like that." And I was like,
That
"Yeah."
was so funny. And then you read it and you process it for a second. And you were like, yeah, I
Yeah.
do.
I run a tight ship. What can I say?
Exactly. And then, wait, can I just say my favorite part about it?
Yeah.
When you were like, did you read the comments? And I was like, I can't say exactly what I said, but like I said something that were like some of the top hardest comments. And Stacy was like, no. The comments about me. And was like, Stacy, I only read the first like 50 comments. I'm so sorry. But like you look good.
Thank you.
You do. It's very cute. I like it.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. I just and it and it's I'm a TikTok star now. What can I say?
You are. Oh, you're going to be probably
What can I
checking for
say?
new comments every day, aren't you?
Nah.
Every couple days.
Maybe in like a week.
All right, let them build up a little bit.
Because if I do every day, it's like, you know.
Right.
But that Navy one sent me. Oh my God, that was
The
hilarious.
Navy one. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so
Famous, famous. Well, I would really like to cordially welcome you to episode 12 of
Oh,
season two.
thank you so
Thank you for
much.
joining us today.
Yeah, I had to make time out of my busy schedule,
I know,
so.
we had a little retrack of plans because like Keith had a little cold. I did. And
Yeah,
like
that he
Wednesday.
wasn't told about that ever. Like,
Oh, do you want to know the finale of that story? Because when I saw my family on Easter, you know, I had to bring it up. And I brought it up to Elizabeth. Oh, it's like Easter. Everyone's like happy. Like it's all chill.
We need to let the listeners know what happened in the first place,
This
though.
is gonna, it's gonna sound like shady against my family, but once I say the finale of it, like it'll piece
Okay.
together from like past episodes of things I've talked about. But yeah, let's dive into like Easter for a second, and then we'll get into our main like course of the evening. But basically, I got a cold like the week before Easter because I went over my brother's house like the Saturday, the weekend before Easter. And it was fun and blah blah blah. And like I go to hug my dad and he's like, oh, I like have a little cold, like don't get too close. And I'm like, I didn't know you
Mid
fucking
hug.
had a literally, like he was already like embraced. And I was like, okay. And like later on, like I was leaving or whatever, and I go to hug Elizabeth and she's like, oh, like I'm not feeling that well. I'm like, cool. So no one told me. So I go over my parents on Easter and I'm like, it would have been really nice, mother, if someone fucking told me everyone was fucking sick. I wouldn't have come over. And she was like, well, at least, you know, it's all through all of our systems and we're good. I'm like, I was miserable though. I puked in the shower because I was coughing so hard. Like, I was miserable. So, like, she just like skips past it, basically. And then Alex and Elizabeth come over, and I bring it up to Elizabeth. And I'm like,
Oh.
I was like, I got sick. And if I knew everyone was sick, I wouldn't have come over. And she was like, Alex said that he told you everyone was sick.
Oh shit, the truth comes out.
And like, my face was probably like your face when you got home the other night when she told me that. And I was like, nope. Didn't tell me.
He straight up just lied.
Yeah, he omitted it for sure. So I got
Wow.
fucking sick. I had to cancel the podcast recording last week because Wednesday was like my peak of it. Like I was coughing all day. Like I felt
Yeah.
like shit. But good thing we had our Schitt's Creek trivia in our arsenal, and I think our fans are enjoying it due to all the emails we've gotten about it.
Yes, and what is the email address those emails went to, Keith?
If you have any feedback about our podcast, literally suggestions, critiques, whatever, you can reach out to us at twohootsandaholler@gmail.com. That is the number 2 HOOTZ and a holler at gmail.com.
It's
Thank
like
you.
texting, but in a different app.
Oh, and you know what? When I saw our friend Christine the other day, she brought up Teams, like Microsoft Teams or
Yeah.
emailing or something. And she was like, it's like texting, but in a different app. I was like,
Yes.
exactly.
It's catching on.
Oh, it is. Totally. So,
Literally, Christine, number one fan. Appreciate you. Shout out, Christine. What?
like,
You amazing.
quoting our podcast in real life, like,
Liter Oh,
I
what did
know.
we ever do to deserve her?
Right. And we're gonna start having to make like merchandise so Christine and Brooke can buy some.
Yeah, and just like wear it, and it's literally gonna say it's like texting, but a different app.
With our podcast name all over it.
Literally the most chaotic shirt possible.
Oh yeah, like loud, like neon colors, like
We'll have like a version, we'll have like Keith's pics, and it'll be loud neon colors, and we'll have Stacy's pics, and you can laugh.
white. Oh, you get the gothic version or the neon
Literally, it's like the same design, but like you can either choose Keith's
version.
style or Stacy's style, and Keith's style will just turn it
Right.
a bunch of crazy colors, and mine will just turn it
Right,
black on black.
it's like a popularity contest.
I mean, you took it there. I was
No,
just
you were the one who was like, and then I compete against you with the gothic version.
did not say that ever.
But so
And then
anyway,
you put those words.
no, you were like, and then my version of it is black. You,
Because we're different, not that one's better than the other.
it's not, but mine's probably gonna sell more.
Okay, it's not a competition. Fuck off.
you know what? Sales will tell the truth in the end.
Yeah, and everyone loves black, so.
It's like two are sold and one's Christina, one's Brooke, and like we don't know who bought what.
We
I would
don't.
guess, I don't know, Brooke does wear some like bright neon shit. Like her
I.
hair is like pink, blue, green, like she might lean
Yeah.
towards the neon one. But Christine's also kind of like hippie, like Stevie Nicks, like 70s. So like, see, I feel like she'd like the neon one too, but I don't know.
We'll just have to post some merch and see what comes
It
of
costs us like so much money to like design
it.
and post it. Like one person buys
Just to sell a t-shirt to prove a point. We like
But we
hire a
would.
contractor to build a website from scratch, a local designer to design our logo.
Design the sweaters. They're like winter sweat, like your spring awakening sweater. Like they're sweaters. They're
Yes.
not like hoodies. They're like those are called sweater
Crewnecks.
crewnecks. Thank you.
Pullovers.
Yeah, it's the same design, but just one.
Sweatshirts.
Thank you. But just one is like neon, bright, loud, whatever, and the other one's fucking black and
Black on
white.
black.
No,
Literally like black with like black font.
you can only read it in like
In
black
certain lights at
lights.
different angles.
Your design when they put it in their cart is just a bunch of like question marks, like a mystery design. And they get it, and it's just a regular black like Hanes sweater you bought at Walmart for like $3. You're like, it's black on black with stack.
Black
But
attack
Brooke
with
loves
stack.
it. Brooke loves it. She paid like $75 for it.
Like happily paid $75 for it.
Easily, right? And then
Like wears it to
Christine.
work. The head of Target sees it and he's like, "We need to make that a line." And now it sells in Target.
Black Hanes sweaters under the tagline Black Attack with Stack. I like my neon one more, but okay, we'll design it. And if there are websites where you can like design, like we could just make like it's a mock-up of it, like just for funsies.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it. Yours is going to be easy. I'm just going to copy and paste the black Hanes pullover sweater from Walmart for
You have to have the
$3.97.
black writing on it, though.
You can't see it though. That's the point. It's
In
black on
certain
black.
lights and certain angles. You know when you wear something you like get it at a so you can see. And the listeners know what I'm talking about. They get my vision.
I kind of do like you want it where it's like that like light glare where like the
Yes.
text is like a different fat like you it's you can tell it's printed on but like you
Yes.
have to Stacey no one wants that.
I want it. Want it.
It just is like taglines from our show. Like, are you into bestiality,
I was
Xandra?
literally thinking that, and someone's like looking really, really intensely at my shirt trying to figure it out, and they realize it says, "Are you into bestiality, Sandra?"
Like black on black with stack, bitch.
Yeah.
And then you give them a. Oh, we need. I think the next thing we need is like business cards.
Oh, and I'm gonna do
With our website, and they go to the web, it's like a QR code, and you scan it, and it's just our website. And one side's the neon sweater, and the other side's the black sweater with like no additional information. And it's like see price in cart.
I actually make my business card the cutout of a sweater. Like the business card itself is like the shape of a sweater.
But it's black on black, so people
No.
can't read it. But you're like, that's the point.
It's like
The
those word search things where you had to figure out the word, but you had to like tilt the paper for the letters to make sense. You gotta do that in the right lighting.
you're just handing them out in fucking coffee
I
shops.
like drop
Oh
them
my,
into the big
meanwhile, I'm like
jars
in
that say enter
Michigan.
your business card for a chance to win lunch, and I win.
And then you win, but they can't read it.
I can't.
So they have to do a
But I
redraw.
win again because I
And then, but the second one, they drop it on the counter, and like in like a movie miracle moment, like it shines like in the right way, so they see the text on it with like your personal cell phone. Oh, that's so funny. So basically, folks, to sum it up, if you do want to, Hoots and a Holler merchandise, let us know, and we could probably make it happen.
We can make it happen.
That's so funny. Well, wait, how was your Easter? I mean, you had a pretty
Yeah,
eventful
no, it was
weekend.
great. So I went out to Philly to go see Jamie and Eva. And yeah, no, I
Fun
haven't seen Jamie since
funsies.
my birthday because Jamie is like my
Oh
other
yeah,
best friend.
the.
I've got two best friends, it's Keith and Jamie. And so went out to Philly to see Jamie, and it was a blast. I went out Thursday night and then worked from their place on
Yep.
Friday. And we went to a dope Italian place in, I think, Center City. Philly's like weird because it's like a big city but a small city, and there's like all these parts to it. I'm still like getting the lay of the land. But yes, we went to this dope Italian place, best gnocchi I've ever had in my entire life. I watched Knives Out,
Yum.
which I've never seen. Yeah, I
For
finally
the
saw
first
it.
time,
I
did you
loved it.
fucking love
It was so
it?
good.
Dude, I own it. I own it on Blu-ray.
No,
Are
not
you
at all. It
surprised?
was really good.
And are you, dude, I want to be Chris Evans' white walnet sweater. Like, I want to
Yes.
be
I
that
can't wait to like watch that with you
anyway.
because I found so many costuming details that I can't wait to like, because
Oh,
yeah.
it's the Easter eggs alone are
Amazing.
just like sick. Like, I feel like my parents would love that movie.
So
Anyway,
then
go
we did that,
on.
and then on Saturday we went down to Rittenhouse like Square, which is like this giant park in the middle of the city, and we got this stuff from really cute bakeries. Like they love coffee, so we always go to like different coffee shops and whatnot. Yeah, and we went to this really nice
Nice.
bakery, and then we were in the park, and we got these really cool like tahini milkshakes, which is like, oh, it was so
Ooh.
good.
What's it? What's
So
in it?
tahini
What's
is
different
ground
about?
sesame seeds. And so basically they made a
Oh.
milk, this place makes a milkshake out of tahini, and it's completely vegan. It's a completely vegan milkshake, but it's creamy, it's naturally sweet, it's delicious. I don't
Were they
know. We were
expensive?
all Venmoing each other all the whole weekend. I don't know what anything costs. I just said, book it, Venmo me.
Okay.
Get
To
those
get those
points.
points,
And
honey.
then we had
Right.
some bomb ass curry that night too. We went and we looked at Japanese cherry blossoms that had blossomed in the
Oh.
park. We were walking around like crazy all day out in the sun. It was beautiful. And then we it Eva loves Easter. It's Eva's favorite holiday. And it was so adorable.
My
Like, yeah,
dad.
Eva and Kirk would totally get along for this.
They love
So
Easter,
we
right?
got Easter eggs and we wrote little trivia facts and put candy in them so we could pass them out on Easter. And so we walked around and like dropped off the eggs in like parks and local businesses and on doorsteps and stuff around where they lived. And then we had a huge feast of food. Oh my God, we made so much food. I made a beautiful charcuterie board, which you saw. It was some of my best work.
Was
Yeah, and
beautiful.
we just
It
smashed.
was.
We
It
had so
was.
much food. It was so much fun. And then got home on Sunday. So it was a nice eventful weekend. I was exhausted, but it was so much fun.
Yeah.
So
Did you advertise our
I mean,
podcast while you
obviously.
were in Philly? Or okay. Did you hand out your black
Oh no, they're
sweater
in the
business
mail.
cards or? Oh, you at least bought like a
Oh,
thousand
absolutely.
minimum,
But you know
right?
what else is still in the mail? To like circle back on this story. My battery for my car. I still don't have my car for a fucking battery replacement.
Your
Yeah, my car's
car
still
is
in the shop.
still
I
in
still
the
have my rental.
shop.
I took my rental to Philly. So
Did you?
it'll literally be two, it'll be 2 weeks
Wait.
by this Friday. I haven't had my car.
Did you tell that story on the
Oh,
pod, or
I
was it
don't
just
know. It
me?
must, I don't know. Must have been just to you.
Do you wanna like sum it up really
Yeah.
quick before
Oh, before
intros?
intros, half the pod
Okay.
later. So
We're
very long story
scheduled.
short, my car, my 2019 Subaru Outback, 13,000 miles on it, brand new baby, just decided to die. The battery was just not good. I guess it was a faulty battery, a bad battery. How do you just make a bad battery and let it like any anyways?
Like, are batteries like not standard
I don't.
anymore? Like,
They
what's
said it
like a
was like a
bad
bad
battery?
batch. I'm like, how do you just like make a faulty battery and then sell
Like,
it?
right, like a bad batch
Right?
of
Like, you
cookies?
don't just accidentally mess that
Right.
up. Anyways. So, very long
No,
story
no, no,
short,
no.
whole debacle, got it to a dealership. The battery is on back order, I guess, for my specific car. So, they still have my car. They've had it since two. Technically, this Friday will be 2 weeks that they've had it. I don't have my car. I'm driving this
Oh.
rental.
Oh
I called on
no.
Monday. She said the
Oh
battery was still
yeah.
like not there. They didn't know when it was coming and all this. I'm like, well, okay. I guess we'll wait.
Okay,
So,
cool.
yeah.
Oh.
It's to the point where like I have to enter my
Wow.
mileage, but my mileage is in the car. So I have to like go to the dealership not to pick my car up, but to pick up my mileage log so I can enter it for a, it's
This is more chaotic than my slumber party is.
debacle. Which we will talk about once that bad boy happens.
Wow.
But yeah.
Oh,
But
definitely.
yeah.
Right. Wow. That
It
sucks
is
it's
what
taking
it is.
so long. Itties.
Yippee,
Now, I think we should get down to the meatier topic of this episode that's been in the makings for a little bit.
yippee. Yeah, we've been talking about this topic for quite some time.
Exactly. So, to our esteemed guests, welcome to episode 12 of season 2. We're going to talk about concerts, baby.
Yeah, love a good
Yeah.
concert.
Oh, yeah. Now, before we dive into our topics, I would just like to introduce on drums on stage right, we have the fantastic Stack Rap.
I don't go to concerts to sit in the audience. I go to perform.
Literally, though, you're like, I'm not an
Yeah.
audience
Yeah,
member.
no. I may have the money for friends front row, but I'd much rather be on stage.
That's a good alternate.
You and
got a
coming
twofer.
a twofer. And coming in from stage left on lead guitar, we have the Slaytastic Keithykins.
Well, you know, I want to rock and roll all night because I'm super gay.
You are.
Okay. Wow.
And that's the only way I'll have it.
Okay. Thanks.
So, speaking of concerts, how many concerts would you say you've actually been to? Like, if you could count them up, or did you count them up?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Like 15.
Oh, nice. What was your first one?
One of my youngest memories is when my parents took me to this like Beach Boys concert at like Freedom Hill. But no, it wasn't Fun and Games because like I was probably like 8 or 9, and we had like lawn tickets, and there was like beach balls like bopping around the audience and stuff. And I was like, cool. But then I got one, and people were writing on all of them, and like on Sharpie, and there's like this handwriting like, lick my pussy, call this number if you want to get fucked. I was like, where am I?
Kokomo, you know?
So that was pretty traumatizing. What about you?
Well, my first concert was also a little traumatizing.
What was it?
Backstreet Boys.
Oh.
So I distinctly remember I got the tickets. It was a day after Valentine's Day at the Pontiac Silverdome when I was younger. And rest my mom took me. I know, rest in peace. Gone too soon. But I didn't realize that, you know, I loved them, but also, like, I was a child. And I didn't realize adults also loved them, too. So I think there was, like, ladies behind us at one point, me and my mom, who, like, took their bras off and were, like, flinging it around. We weren't anywhere close to the stage. And like, they were like, AJ, I love you. Like, we were, like, nosebleeds back. Like, funny, except I'm like, we were pretty far back.
Like, horny moms.
Yeah. Figures.
Wow. Yeah. See, that's another story you never told me in all these years of friendship. Yeah, like, you never told me you went to a Backstreet Boys concert and there was a middle-aged woman behind you whipping their bras around.
Yeah, yeah.
That's traumatizing.
Hey, I'm gay, so...
So like you like had that like That's So Raven chewing gum gif of looking back and forth between the Backstreet Boys and the Cougars.
I'm like, I'm torn.
Wow. So how old were you, like 8?
I was we were living in our Edgewood house, and I lived there when I was in 3rd grade.
So, like, 8 or 9?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe even before then, maybe.
I'm glad we both had traumatizing first concert experiences.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, what was your other concert that was, like, a standout to you in a good way? Like, what would you say is, like, your favorite concert?
I mean, I don't want to, like, brag /, like, rub your nose in it. But I have seen Lady Gaga 4 times.
4 times?
Yeah, legit. I have all the tickets from them and everything.
4? Like,
yeah. Fantastic. Wow. Like, out of all the ones I've seen, probably the best, like, next to Pink, in the sense that, like, she performed, like, fucking, like, over 2 hours, like, every time. Like, talk about leaving it all on the stage, like, Gaga like puts on a whole fucking show. I didn't get to go to the most recent one that was at Little Caesars Arena, so I was like a little bummed about that, but she's fantastic live.
Amazing, so
what's your favorite at the top of the list?
Oh my gosh.
Well, wait, before we dive into like our different like concert views, I think this needs to be established early on as, like, a reoccurring theme throughout this episode that, like, Stacey and I have very contrasting concert experiences.
If you couldn't tell by our contrasting styles with a lot of other things,
like our sweaters,
this concert episode will be no different.
Oh, if anything, it will. The lists are like polar opposites.
Okay, so I'll go through my list of concerts I've been to to really paint the picture, and then you go through yours.
Go for it.
Okay, so my first concert, Backstreet Boys, Pontiac Silverdome. Okay, yeah. Traumatizing. Then I think my next one would have been Good Charlotte at Pine Knob, aka DTE Energy. And Jack's Mannequin opened up for them, and so did Reliant K. Jack's Mannequin, they did Dark Blue, the Dark Blue, have you ever been alone in a crowded room?
No, sorry.
What?
Oh. I didn't hang out with the scene kids, Stacey. I'm sorry.
Okay, anyways. So then Reliant K and then Good Charlotte. Such a great concert. And then I don't know the rest of this order because I'm just going to list out because they came to me in such a blur. But I've seen Paramore 3 times. One at Pine Knob. One at the Honda Civic Tour with Tegan and Sarah. And Newfound Glory. And I think that's the Honda Civic Tour was at Freedom Hill. I really do.
Oh, okay.
And then I saw them at the Palace of Auburn Hills, rest in peace, yeah, with Hello, Goodbye, and Metric. I saw Panic at the Disco 2 times, once at Pine Knob with Weezer. Weird combination. And at the Palace, I forgot who opened for them. I went to, like, a Mayhem concert, which is, Mayhem. So
I don't know
it was
her.
Like Warped Tour, but like from metal bands.
Oh my god. And
Rob Zombie was like the big headliner at the very
This is like all like not shocking to me.
Right? Just wait. Then I saw I know I had seen Say Anything, and I technically saw them twice. Because they were in town for 2 nights in a row playing the entirety of their In Defense of a Genre. So that was great for 10-year anniversary. I saw Tosh Sultana. Love her. Check her out. I don't know who that is. Oh, you got to check them out. They're so good.
Okay, I'll put it on my list.
I'll put it on the Patreon, a link.
Okay.
So I saw them in Philly. With Jamie and Eva. And I saw them in Central Park. VIP for both of those, baby.
Wow.
I saw Baby No Money.
Who?
So you know how I love Young Gravy? Like the
Who?
Well, Baby No Money is it's literally spelled BBNO$, Baby No Money.
Oh my god, this generation.
So I won those tickets. They were super tickets on my Verizon.
Yeah, you won them. It was probably like, what's 2 plus 2? And you win.
Anyways, I was VIP. Thank you very much. And then
so you met the baby cash sign?
No.
So what's VIP mean?
We got to like sit, so it was a general admission show, so we got to sit on like the balcony area and not be in general admission, like up at the front. We had like drinks and stuff. Mm. Yeah. And then
that one.
It was literally a year, three weeks ago. It was like right as quarantine started to hit, so like maybe shouldn't have gone, but like also it wasn't a big thing out here at that point, COVID. But anyways. Then I also saw Plain White Tees at St. Andrews, which
was
fun. Did they
sing 1, 2, 3, 4?
No, I don't know if the song came out by then.
That's like the only song I know. If you put a gun to my head and was like, name 3 Plain White Tees songs except for 1, 2, 3, 4, I would be underground right now.
Well, one of them would be Hey There, Delilah.
Oh, I forgot about that song. Brooke and I had like a parody version of that song that we liked. I forgot. Okay, well, there's 1 out of 3, so I'd be dead.
Yeah.
Name, okay, outside of Hey There, Delilah, 1, 2, 3, 4, what are 3 more Plain White Tees songs?
No idea. Can't remember. Can't tell you.
So you tried to be all, like, big man on campus.
Didn't.
Like,
you projected that.
Hey There, Delilah, Avi, fucking idiot.
I was trying to help you out. I was trying to be like, here's at least 1 so you don't die. Maybe they only shoot off, like, a toe.
And then I turned it around on you, and you, like, cold clammed up so hard.
Yeah, but I know what I'm about. Anyways, now that you're done projecting, I also saw what? Tori Amos.
What does that mean?
You know, like, I always say that joke with you. When you, like, say that I'm turning the situation bigger.
Okay. All right.
What? Moving on. Are we fighting right now?
Yeah.
Great. I saw Tori Amos in Cleveland.
Who?
Oh, she's like plays piano and some shit.
Wait, Tori like, from like that E! Entertainment show, like Tori and Chocolate, or you know what I'm talking about? Tori,
not at all.
What's her name? Like Tori Love, Tori Christine will know. Christine, yeah. Christine will know 100%. Christine, what's that show I'm talking about? The VH1 with what's her name and like the African American dude. Okay,
she'll text you. So I saw Tori in Cleveland, and I also saw Our Lady Peace in Cleveland. And I also saw Our Lady Peace. They sing that we are all innocent. We are all innocent.
You know who honestly like the hetero male counterpart of the concerts that you like a lot. Like, do you know who that would be?
Who? Brian Bieber.
Brian Bieber. It would be. Like, I'm picturing him at literally all of these concerts with you.
Yeah, he would. And then the last... Mm-hmm. Oh, I also saw William Beckett at the Crowfoot. And then Xavier Rudd. Dude, love him. Saw him in New York City. He plays the didgeridoo.
Oh, that... Wah, 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 wah,
yeah, wah, wah. And he's so good at it. And he plays, like, all of this, like, really traditional, like, Australian music. It's... amazing. So I saw Xavier Rudd since I've been in New York too. But yeah, so that's been like all of my concerts. No, I can't wait to hear all of yours.
Picture everything Stacey said, but then like put the polar opposite, like contrasting list next to it.
I'm ready.
Because while yours are all like gothic, emo, grunge, that's a good word for it.
Yeah, one would say.
Mine is like polar opposite. So I already mentioned Gaga 4 times. 2 of them were at the Joe prior to it being demolished. And the other 2 were at the Palace. I think I saw like 2 with Brooke and 2 with Becca. Like one of them like overlapped. Like one was with Brooke and Becca. Mm-hmm. But like I said, she was fantastic. My follow up is I've seen Nicki Minaj 3 times. Amazing. In concert. Which ties into another one. The first time I saw Nicki... this is how old I am, kids. The first time I saw Nicki was in like 2009, and she was opening for Britney Spears.
Oh.
She wasn't even like headlining. Like she literally opened it, and it was at the Palace. And Brooke's parents had like an extra ticket or something. And like I drove, it was me, Brooke, her little sister, and her friend. Go to the Palace, Nicki opens, and she was good. And then another one on my list is I saw Britney Spears, and it was not good. And, like, knowing what we know now, like, looking back, like, it's, like, very depressing. Yeah. She lip-synced the whole concert.
Mm-hmm.
She was just, like, she didn't even, like, move. It was, like, almost like choreography where, like, all of her dancers were, like, doing everything. And, like, she was doing, like, bare effort. So Nicki was really good. And Britney sucked. And then I didn't really know a lot of modern Britney stuff. And Britney sang a song. And it was, like, kind of towards the end. And I was, like, itching to go. Because, you know, at the end of concerts, mm-hmm. like, traffic and shit getting out is, like, mm-hmm. hell in a handbasket. So Jenna, Brooke's little sister, is sitting next to me, and I'm like, what song is this? And Jenna's like, I want to go. And I'm like, sweet, let's go. I'll fucking warm up the car, bitch, let's go. But no, it was Britney's song,
I want to go.
Right, so Nicki 3 times, she got better each time. So she opened for Britney. The second time was at like the Fox in Detroit, and Brooke and I went. And people were, like, smoking weed in the theater. And I was like, how disrespectful. How dare you disrespect the Fox Theater? But Nikki, like, wasn't that good the second time. Like, she had, a lot of costume changes. Like, she only did, like, certain verses and songs. Like, it wasn't that impressive. And the third time, I saw it with my ex, Andrew, and it was at Pine Knob, a.k.a. DTE. And we were, like, in, like, probably, like, the 18th row or something. And she was really good the third time. Like, she did full songs, and you could tell she was singing. Like, there was more value in it. I saw Ariana in 2019 at Little Caesars Arena. That was fantastic. I saw it with my sister-in-law. And then the girl next to me was seeing the show by herself. And her and I became best friends throughout it. And she had, like, a poster. And, like, when a certain song would come on, her and I would both, like, scream. Like, we were so excited.
I love that.
Yeah, and Ariana was, like, super good. Like, she was really good live. She wasn't, like, too personal with the crowd. You know how, like, some artists are like, Detroit, I went to the bakery on Woodward, fucking loved it. You know, like, they get, like, personal. Like, Ariana, like, kind of didn't, but, like, her vocals, like, made up for it.
God, I can only imagine.
Dude, she's really good live. I will fully give her that. I saw Pink, which kind of ties into, like, one of our topics about, like, seating wise. Like, I was super close to Pink with my mom. I saw Panic at the Disco, like, in 2011 at, like, the Fisher, I think. Saw Britney, like I mentioned. I saw Miley Cyrus when I was in high school with my friend. She literally, we still, like, kind of keep in touch to the day. But she has the best name. She's married now, but I don't know if she took her husband's name. But
what is
her, her name is Savannah Hill. So it's like a flatland Savannah. Like, do it, like, motion-wise. Savannah. And then make a hill, like a hump with your hand. So she has a very good...
It was amazing.
Exactly. So, like, her and I saw Miley... And this is before Miley was, like, into her, like, LSD.
Into her phase.
Into her phase. Let's call it what it was. Exactly. And, like, at the end, like, Miley was on this, like, motorcycle on stage. And then she, like, flew out.
Oh.
Stacey. She flew out of the audience.
Oh.
On this motorcycle.
Oh my God.
I swear to God. Oh, so that's memorable. I saw Demi Lovato at DTE.
Ooh.
She was very good live. She actually, I meant to bring this up to you. She released a new album, like, last week. I listened to, like, half of it because, like, I do honestly love Demi. But, like, this is just my opinion. People probably have different experiences with it or whatever. But, like, literally half of the songs are all about her, like, overdosing and almost dying. And, like, I'm listening to one. And, like, it's, like, kind of upbeat. I'm like, okay, cool. And then she's like, you have no idea how close I came to dying. I'm like,
oh, really?
I swear to God. I was like, yikes.
Like, I mean, like, girl, get it out. Get it out.
Exactly. Like, this is, like, her artistic way of getting it out. She did, like, literally almost overdose and die. So, like, use your, you know, platform. And, like, a lot of people obviously, like, struggle with this. But, like, there wasn't really any, like, you know, like, listen to on a loop, like, top 10 hits. And the last one I have on my list was when I was at Oakland, and Brooke and I saw Iggy at Meadowbrook, Iggy Azalea. She fucking sucked. It was horrible. It was horrible.
Wow.
And I was dating, this was during the life, and I was dating that Matt guy at the time who went to Central. And Brooke and I saw it on, like, a Friday night, and it sucked. And then I drove up to Central after the concert.
Oh, wow.
And all anyone wanted during that whole concert was, I'm so fancy.
So fancy.
And all I wanted, and I was like, I'm going to get this on tape. This is all I want, this specific clip. Who dat? Do that. And she and Stacey, are you surprised she closed with that?
Of course.
Because she wasn't like that mainstream. I mean, she's not like too mainstream to begin with. But like that she had like two hit wonders, like Black Widow and Fancy at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Got cheap ass tickets. We went.
It was all around. Good time.
Right. So our audience can tell we have different concert backgrounds.
And I realized I've got two more concerts that I just remembered as we were talking about it.
Okay.
One of them, I saw One Direction. Those are the tickets I won via calling into the radio station, 955.
Were they good live?
They were amazing live.
Oh, good.
Like, so I called in trying to win Lady Gaga tickets because and I didn't, and I ended up winning One Direction tickets. They were like, hey, so, sorry, my dad called just now, and it, like, shuts off my audio. He called earlier, too. So I had to cancel that real quick. I don't know what I missed, but, so I won tickets to One Direction. I called in, and they were like, hey, like, you're gonna be our alternate, so if Mojo answers the phone, act super surprised that you aren't, like, our second choice, and... they were like, you're our second choice in case the first person, like, can't take it or something along those lines. That's why sometimes the song breaks are so long.
Mm.
So they had to play a whole nother song, and they talked to me, and they were like, oh, yeah, be surprised when he hops on, and he did. And I was like, oh, my God, I love One Direction. This is when I was dating Sai, and it was down at Ford Field, and it was like, we won the tickets and everything, and I was calling into the radio station all the time. I won Transformer premiere tickets, too, from 955. But, yeah, so we went, and it was a good-ass concert, and 5 Seconds of Summer opened for them. And it was a good ass show. There was like,
they had like a mainstream song.
5 Seconds of Summer, right? Yeah, they had a few. I didn't know many of them, but like One Direction kind of killed it, not gonna lie. Like, it was a good time. And then
did they close with Baby?
I don't know. I really can't. I think it was one of those where we dipped a little early.
You were like blacked out. You were like,
no, I think we just dipped a little early because we got out of the whole, like, we don't want to be downtown when all of these people are getting out of their, you know, cars and stuff.
Yeah. You won the tickets for free, and then right? You dipped early.
But then I also saw, and you're going to laugh at me for this one, just by the name of this band, Here Come the Mummies.
I don't know her.
They're good. So basically they're like all of these artists that are in different bands but are under contract, so they can't be in other bands. So what, mummies, and they don't talk on stage. They just like grunt and stuff like that, and they just play music that's like this, like,
Stacey. I can't.
They're really good.
This is another story that, like, just falls into your background that you saw this, like, mummy band on stage. And you talk about it so casually. Okay, I'm sorry.
But yeah, so those two, I had to get those in there.
Wow. Well, I mean, I'm glad we got to, like, show our contrasting concert views. And we should probably, like, take our audience home tonight with, like, a power, like, question round, you know, that we both answer and, you know, see where
love
it takes
it, love
us.
Love it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, let's just throw some questions at each other and see where the night takes us. So, out of all your gothic-ass concerts you've listed...
Fuck you.
Each one more gothic than the last.
Okay, One Direction and Backstreet Boys are on there. Fuck off.
So out of all your concerts, what's the closest you've sat or stood at a concert?
Closest I sat or stood was definitely Paramore at the Honda Civic concert. The Honda Civic door, because it was actually both of my Paramours would have been the closest one. The first one, they like removed the gates for like the pit area, and everyone rushed the stage at Pine Knob. So of course I rushed the stage with my girlfriend at the time, and we were super close. We were like maybe a person away from the stage, but like seat wise, Honda Civic Tour, I literally got us like front row seats, like in like front, as close as you could possibly get to this stage.
Wow. That what was probably when I saw Pink with my mom. Originally we had like second ring seats at Little Caesars, but I had a friend from high school who worked there that knew I was going, and she texted me like a couple hours before the concert, and she was like, I might have two seats open in my section, so like text me when you get there and I'll let you know if they're still open. And she's in my phone as Jackie from high school, which is my drag name, by the way. Literally, that would be actually.
Yes.
But it's because I ran into her when I had that infamous night when I hooked up with Trixie Mattel and Ginger Mint in the same night. And I ran into her because she was like a guest at the show. And like I had like a pretty good buzz, and it was like a few years after high school, so I forgot her name. And oh no, she's in my phone as that one girl from high school, because she gave me her number and I added her in my phone and I forgot her name, so I put that one girl from high school. So anyway, Jackie and I are friends. And I texted her, I was like, we're here, and she's like, the seats are open, meet me by this section or whatever. So, like, we meet her, and then she takes us down, and, like, we're just going, like, further and further down the stairs, closer and closer to the stage, and we were literally, like, four rows away from Pink. Like, oh my God, I could literally see her sweat from the seats. And then she also, I was, like, singing along with a line, and she, like, pointed at me during it, and, like, I have it on camera. So that was the closest. What about, like, was there one that sticks out where you were, like, the furthest away?
The hill on Pine Knob. Literally. Anytime I was on the hill. But the hill was, like, the best spot to be because your tickets were so cheap and you were just having a good time up there. I know that's where I was for the Panic at the Disco concert with Weezer. I was also up there for the Rob Zombie one. But yeah, the Panic at the Disco one, I think there's even another concert that I like sat on the hill for. I just can't remember what show it was, because I distinctly remember what the Panic at the Disco one, we were kind of like in the center of the hill. Another one, I was closer up to the front of it. I don't know, but yeah, the hill at Pine Knob. Yeah, I would say that that's the furthest.
I would have to say probably like Panic at the Disco at the Fisher. Like we were like the one of the last rows, like in the Fisher. We're pretty far back. But also when we saw Brittany and Nikki, we were in like the last ring of the palace, and we were pretty far back as well. But I really didn't care about Brittany at the moment.
Well, now that you say that, it reminds me. Yes, One Direction was at Ford Field, and we were like directly back from the stage, like we weren't on the side, we were like all the way like opposite of the stage, like second row up, so they were good. We had like, we were like, at least we weren't on the side or anything like that, so we were seeing the show for like from the front. But that one or the other Backstreet Boys one at the Pontiac Silverdome, those would probably be the big arena tours. Literally, yeah, because the arena tours, you're kind of automatically put that far away.
Yeah, if you're not in the pit.
If you want seats.
True.
Right?
Okay.
So, all right. So, how about what show did you spend the most money on merch?
Gaga. Like, I bought, like, a t-shirt, which you know is, like, fucking $40 or $50. I got like, a program. I got, like, a Gaga necklace. So, like, probably, like, $100 at a Gaga concert. But I've also gotten t-shirts at other concerts, which, you know, are, you know, expensive in general. And at the Panic at the Disco concert, I did get, like, a zip-up that was, like, $50 or $60. That's mine. What about you?
Nice. I would probably say my parents. So Good Charlotte was not my money. It was my parents' money. So, and it was like it was like my first like real concert. Because Backstreet Boys, I was so young. So I would probably say Good Charlotte or Paramore. I think I forgot one it was, but I distinctly remember, like, I think it might have been the Honda Civic Tour because there were so many people there. God, that fun. I sound so ridiculous saying Honda Civic Tour.
We should literally be sponsored for it at this point. You've said it like six times.
We should. I think, though, for me, like, I think the first couple shows I went to, merch was a really big deal. But then after that, like, merch just didn't become like a big deal.
Okay.
To me, at least.
What about, did you get, like, drinks or food at concerts?
Keith's like, can't relate. I mean, now that I am old enough to drink, I would get a drink or two, yeah. At a concert, for sure. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so. Absolutely. We've probably spent a couple dollars at concerts, but as you aged, you were like, why am I spending, like, $50 on a t-shirt?
Pretty much, because then I was like, oh, I'm going to either wear this which to, like, you still sleep do or something to the day. Like that. Oh, I literally wearing a Panic at the Disco from the time you that told I saw me that before we recorded this pod, you were like, I would say that
perfect timing. I've been wearing a Panic at the Disco shirt for like 3 weeks. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay, I'll give you this. The Say Anything show, I did buy some merch. I bought a shirt and I bought like a jacket thing, a windbreaker thing, because it was their last concert ever.
I saw the Panic concert like 10 years ago and I still have the zip up for it. Yeah. I think it even has the thumb holes in it, so you knew I was like super emo. Totes emo. Merchandise. Have you like traveled super far like to get to a specific concert?
So I mean, I guess I traveled far to the Tosh concert because it was in Philly. Like I booked seats for Philly because I knew I was gonna go out there for Jamie's birthday. So I guess I traveled for that one. And also the Our Lady Peace show, I was seeing someone in Cleveland and we went to it. So, like, I guess that would be considered traveling far for it. Yeah. I mean, was I going only for the concert? No. But the concert just happened to be there and it worked out. So it's kind of a dual trip.
Gaga concerts, Becca and I drove from here to Grand Rapids. Yeah, I said earlier two were at the Joe and two were at the Palace, but I misspoke. One was the Joe, one was the concert in Grand Rapids, and two were at the Palace. And it was like the Van Andreen Arena or something. And we drove to Grand Rapids to see it, and it was fantastic. And we stayed with our friend who was at Grand Valley at the time. Like, that's out of my list, that's the furthest I've traveled. Right.
Amazing. All right. How about, what was your favorite?
That's kind of hard because, like, the Gaga ones just, like, are kind of on a pedestal for me. But, like, besides those, Pink, she was another one who, like, really left it all on the stage. Like, was the one who performed for over 2 hours, did fucking acrobat shit, like, oh, yeah, throughout, like, you been to Little Caesars Arena before you moved?
Yes, I went for something.
And, like,
I think a game.
Yeah, towards the end of it, she was tethered to, like, you know, wires and stuff, and she was, like, flying over the entire audience. So, like, she really put on a show.
Wow.
And, like, also, special shout out to Ariana, because, like, her vocals were just, like, sick, and even though we weren't, like, super close, like, the whole experience was just a good time with Elizabeth, because I love my sister-in-law.
Amazing.
And what about you? What was your favorite?
Okay, so I would probably say it's hard to pick. So I would say the Say Anything concert simply because I went with Jamie and we both love that band so much. Such formative, like, years we listened to that band. And the experience itself was so unbelievably cool. We were pretty close up. I think we were just like behind one person, but it was a 10-year anniversary tour. So, yeah.
Wow, so, way to upsell this.
Listen, they ain't selling out arenas. They ain't selling out arenas. Let's be that. Like, so it was St. Andrew's Hall, but because it was their 10-year anniversary tour, what they did is they did two shows per city.
Okay.
And it was a continuation of the shows. And since it wasn't an arena tour, the tickets, you know, were not super, super expensive. So Jamie ended up coming up for the whole week, but then we literally, it's the last time that they ever performed together. And before they kind of like split up after their last album and they're not really a thing anymore. So we went, it was amazing both of the nights. And then on the second night, we ended up, I ended up buying a round for the band before the concert. And we got to meet them and stuff. And then they called us out when they were on stage that night. So, like, I think the whole experience of that, not only was it like our favorite, my favorite band growing up and all of that, but then like the whole experience, the 2 days, it was the last like big event of theirs. So, that was great. But I think the other one I would have to say is Tosh Sultana when I was in Philly. So Tosh, like they like make all of their music in the moment. They're like a loop artist. So they'll like lay a guitar and then they'll add the drums, but they'll put it on a loop and they'll do it in real time.
I've heard of that like style before, but I didn't know that title for it.
Listeners, if you
said that,
if you got
so confidently, like I believe that was the title. So good job, good job,
amazing, thanks. But I'll post some videos of theirs on the Patreon because seeing them, like I was wondering what a concert was going to be like of them just doing that over and over again, but because they never really play the same song in the same way because they build it in the moment, it was super cool to see and how they navigated through it. And it was just such a great concert. Plus we were in like the VIP area and like a balcony above them, so we really just got to vibe. It was so great to see it built. So yeah, so I would say those are mine. I'll post a link in Patreon
like
to some of Tasha's
faves.
Stuff. They're really good. I am, and they're like extremely attractive.
I'll have to look
they're
them
like
up,
extremely
I
attractive.
I don't know any songs by them.
Yeah. Well, how about what was the concert?
I mean, Iggy was pretty terrible, to be honest. And then that second time we saw Nikki, like, only because I was such, like, a diehard fan at that point, and, like, I had such high expectations. That second Nikki concert was bad when I said she, like, was barely on stage. And her, the concert, let's just say it started at 8. Mm-hmm. Like, she had, like, 3 opening groups, and, like, she didn't go on till, like, 10:30, and Brooke and I were like just waiting for her the whole time. And like this one like rap group went on, and like they just all they used, and like Brooke, if like you're listening to this, like you're gonna remember this so well, like this rap group, all they use is like breaking glass like sound effects. So it'd be like, and from Atlanta, Georgia, boom, shatter, 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 we have DJ Puppy, shatter, shatter, glass, shatter. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So those probably rank as, you know, some of my top worst. What about you?
Okay. I would just simply say, because I didn't really know any of the bands, I think I knew one of the bands, and it was just like very chaotic.
Where
the
was
Mayhem
that?
Festival I went to. I think that one was Freedom Hill.
Okay.
Because it was like a, or it was Pontiac. I don't know. Maybe it was DTE. I don't know. I know distinctly I went to one concert at Freedom Hill. I'm trying to maybe, and I also went to one at Meadowbrook. I'm thinking maybe that was my second Paramore one that I didn't know where it was. But anyways, this one was so chaotic. So many stages, and it was metal, and it's fine. It's not a diss to metal, but like, I wasn't a huge fan of a lot of those artists. I think I knew like one or two of them, and like maybe one or two songs from them. So then, like, seeing it and the moshing and this and that, it was just a real big overload of senses. What? And, like, I think someone died in front of me. And then we saw Rob Zombie. Yeah, some dude, like, was, like, going hard. And all of a sudden, he just, like, stood up and, like, went blank in the face and then just, like, fell to the ground. And I was like, is someone going to help him? Died in front of me. And... yeah, I didn't see him get up and then paramedics came, and so that's what I can only assume. So
that's
the, yeah, the we're gonna leave that one as like just that's the mystery of the night. But I know that I've seen a show during quarantine. So I bought like virtual tickets to a Say Anything concert where it was just like Max playing like in his space and whatnot, and that was cool. Did you do anything?
Technically, no. Like, I never like paid specifically for anything, but I follow like a lot, like a big like drag queen base, and like they would do a lot of like Instagram live stuff. So like I watched them like performing on that and stuff, but I didn't do any like formal concerts.
What do you think concerts are going to be like after quarantine?
Are we ever truly gonna get back to what it was, like a mass audience of like 10,000 people?
I mean, like maybe in like,
I mean, it's nice to have that outlook, but we'll see. Because this is a thing. Like people are getting like,
I mean, like
vaccinated and stuff, but like what's gonna be like the legality behind like, are you vaccinated? Like, only vaccinated people can come to this concert. Right. Like, I'm, like, worried it's going to turn into, like, almost like a segregation thing.
Or, like, if it's, like, you know, they can only allow a certain amount of people to be in there in the close
quarters
and
whatnot.
But then
what's the point of artists, like, traveling? Like, they're not.
It's kind of what, like, Broadway.
You know, half the money.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I know that some artists have been doing really well with, like, these concerts at home because it's also, it's been, like, more accessible because not everyone can afford to, like, go to a concert in a venue. And yeah. So, I think maybe it'll be, like, a little bit of a combo of both of some sort, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be more virtual for a little while. But, like, I think in the summer it'll be easier for, like, outdoor events to do their stuff. Do I think that we'll have, like, a Coachella?
Yeah, that's, like, a whole other ballpark. No. I mean, Warren Civic, like, that theater group I've been a part of, they were in, literally, they were in, like, Tech Week of Frozen Junior when, like, quarantine went into effect, so that they had to shut it all down. And then after they did their, like, bracket talent show thing, they had, like, a special announcement, which, by the way, let me just brag, I made top four. And shout out to Stack Rat for voting for me. But I made top four. And after they announced the winner, they were like, surprise, we're doing Frozen Junior outdoor like production in the summer. Yeah, so maybe Wyatt and I will get like fucked up and go see it. Yeah, I can't
wait. Yeah, because that's unwholesome. Okay, so I guess last question then, I gotta know, have you, I think you kind of touched on this already, but like lip syncing, has an Britney artist done it live when you're
out
at
of
a concert?
My entire list, but I mean she was probably
really,
I mean, we all know, I mean, we'll never like truly know, you know, what she's been through.
Yeah.
But she was just like so like frigid, like could not like dance. I'm not like just like, because at the time we like we didn't know, so we're like, oh, Britney Spears, like she's the fucking star of the event.
Yeah.
And like she just like sat down and like her dancers like moved her basically. And I was like, this is not her singing. Like it was like so like upbeat and energetic. I was like, this is not Britney. So looking at my list in front of me, if I had to pick one out of all of them that I would say would lip sync, it was Britney Spears in 2011. What about you?
Wow. Honestly, none. I don't think good. Anyone has. Well, because I mean, the only ones who I think that would do it that did like the arena tours and stuff would have been Backstreet Boys and One Direction. And yeah, like I could tell. I mean, like One Direction, they didn't even, they all use handheld mics. Right, the show. Earpiece.
Yeah,
the they sets, didn't have like yeah. earpieces yeah. and stuff. So you could, yeah, and I mean, you know, it was just, it seemed to put, I mean, like Plain White Tees, right, like a band, like band. They mic, actually had to open play. Open mic
vibes.
Say anything, band. Who? Right, like Tori Amos, like she plays herself. She plays two pianos, two different pianos at one time. All of this stuff. Yeah, she's great. Tosh, like, builds the music by themselves. Baby No Money. I mean, like,
right.
you could That's tell good, though. He was not lip syncing. So, yeah, I mean, Xavier was playing the didgeridoo the whole time. So, so you know what we should do for the Patreon? We should make playlists of all of the, like, a song or two from each of the artists we've seen and post so that to the Patreon fun. So everyone can, like
we do
like get a vibe like of their Spotify concert. Playlist
because we both use it. I mean, if you and I, like, text about it, like, if yeah. you want to, like, send me the songs from the each, like, of the artists you made, like, I can make them all in a playlist and, like, screenshot it. And like upload it. That's a really good idea.
Yeah. We'll figure something out to get it out there. I'm so excited.
That was.
I'm so excited.
And then that was like a live interaction thing. That I'm so excited thing, which we already have our drink along plan for this season, but next season it's gonna be the Cat in the Hat. And that's when he does the infomercial. He's like, I'm so excited. Oh, that movie is like, I yeah! mean, it's like a late definition of our friendship. You know what I mean? It's so good.
Yeah, it is. It
oh,
is.
Wow. So check out season 3. Really we have a drink along coming later this season, which we won't reveal what movie yet. But I think season 3, we should do The Cat in the Hat. Totally. Wow, yes, it's well, way overdue. I mean, I feel like we covered, like, a really wide ground tonight. I mean, we talked about our, like, own personal Two Hoots and a Holler merchandise. We talked about our contrasting concert views. We did a speed round, like, the future of concerts.
Yeah, that you heard it here first.
You heard it here first, folks. Christianity and Catholicism are the same. Like we said that. I mean,
I did.
Where is the lie? Where are Where's the jokes? The lie? Where is the body?
Where Bitch, is the body?
She died. Okay. Oh, and also our audience, check out. Like, we'll do like a. Like, kind of like a mini recap. That's going to be our next, like, posting after this. Like, we're going to do a mini recap of, like, mm-hmm. a sub-episode, if you will, of the last few RuPaul episodes. Because, like, yeah. we tried to do it at the end of each episode. But then, like, our quality content is, like, so good. We, like, don't have the time to add it on. So we're going to do, like, we did kind of earlier in the season, have, like, a sum-up of the last, I think we're, like, 4 episodes behind now. Right, but we have like a lot yeah, of talk to talk about though. To get so,
but we will
after this episode is posted. That's gonna be our next one, and we're lining up like our schedule for the end of the season.
Oh, yes, I'm so excited for it! I can't wait to share it with you all. Out,
some old favorites, some new stuff, and then we'll break for a little bit, and then Stack Wrap is coming home. In July, and it's gonna be so much fun. And we're talking about like our season 3 premiere being like our in-person, like it's almost like an in-person part 2, but like mm-hmm. without masks.
That's yes, because we vaccinated Boo and outside. We vaccinated Boo
Wait,
and
no,
outside.
No, 2 vaccinated people can be in the same room. Oh,
no,
you
I know,
mean
but
when
we'll
have the bonfire
summer.
With Kirk and Kathy?
Yes.
Oh, apparently if we ever get to get filled in the pool. Up the pool and it didn't drain. So my dad was like, aliens came and like drank the water. And I was like, makes sense. So yeah, we'll totally swim in the pool.
Okay, all right. Kirk.
So thank you everyone for joining us for episode 12. We're now over halfway through the season. I know, it's awesome.
Yeah.
So as always, you can reach out to us at twohootsandaholler@gmail.com. Please, like, literally any feedback. Like, we don't even care if it's fucking critiques. We'll take it. Literally. Anything. Please email us.
Anything. I'll put the email
in our description again, because, like, I have, like, on and off. You can check out our Patreon. We're, like, now on Instagram, I guess.
I guess.
So, yeah, do you have anything else to say? Stack her up?
Yeah, I just have one thing to say, Keith, and that is...
I will keep in touch only if you promise to keep in touch first.
I will totally keep in touch, and I will keep my word on that.
Oh, so then in the long run, we will both keep in touch. All right, rock and roll, baby.
Yep, keep in touch.
Keep in touch, rock and roll.
Rock and roll all night long, keep in touch.
Love you. Keep in touch. Bye.